Blog Talk Radio. For tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. For tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. I really need to update that intro. I really need to get that updated, but we're live out of Chicago, Illinois. What an exciting show for you on today that we're going to present. And very, very exciting show. I'm going to be talking about miracles. Yes, signs, wonders, and miracles is what we're going to be discussing on today. I'm so excited to have my armor bearer evangelist, Dana Duffy, on the line out of Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to give her the floor to do some announcements. Amen. Dana, you have the floor.
Praise God. Thank you, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, for yielding the floor. Chicago, Illinois, welcome Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. Stay connected via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Chicago, we have some awesome things happening in Chicago. Get ready. The Diamond Conference, Saturday, November the 14th, 2015, in Chicago, Illinois. Speaker is Prophetess Tamiko Stewart. The registration fees are $65 and is limited space, so book your flights early. The Diamond Conference t-shirts are on sale now. The fundraiser for Tamiko Stewart International Ministries are $45. Order now. We ship via U.S. Postal Service. Overseas is additional. Pay via credit, debit, or PayPal, Western Union, and MoneyGram. Or you can mail a money order to TSIM, P.O. Box 913, Oak Lawn, Illinois, 60454. Now, I'm going to read you that information again because I want you to get it. I don't want you to miss it. So that P.O. Box is mail to TSIM, P.O. Box 913, Oak Lawn, Illinois, 60454. Or you can get your shirts via PayPal. And that email address is give@tamikostewart.com. Ladies, don't miss out on this fantastic, awesome time in the Lord. You do not want to miss it. You will be tremendously blessed. Call 312-912-2036 for more information. Join us every Tuesday on the National Women Empowerment Call with Prophetess Tomiko Stewart at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. The Prophetic Kingdom Prayer Line every night with Prophetess Tomiko Stewart, 11 p.m. Central and 12 midnight Eastern. Are you in need of a prophetic empowerment counseling session? We have openings available, 30 minutes or 1 hour sessions. Call Dana Duffy, myself, for more information. If you are interested in booking Prophetess Tomiko to speak at your next event, call Dana, which is myself, or Sean, for booking information. Back to you, Prophetess. Back to you, Prophetess Tomiko.
Thank you, Dana, for doing such an awesome job with the announcements. I was going to have Sean talk about the upcoming Girls Night Out every third Thursday. The first one is in September on the third Thursday. Ladies, we're going to be meeting at Applebee's on Cicero near Ford City Mall. So for more information about the Ladies Night Out, I need you to call area code 312-912-2036. That's 312-912-2036. Give me a call and let's talk about the Ladies Night Out. It's a time of fellowship. It's a time of womanhood, sisterhood. It's a time of business networking. And it's also a time of evangelism to reach those that have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We want to reach out to everyone, and I'm inviting ladies to participate in this Ladies' Night Out, whether you are saved or not. We just want to reach you. We just want to connect with you. We just want to fellowship with you. We just want to love on you and encourage you and show the love of Christ in our lives. So if you are interested in this Ladies' Night Out, it's approaching. I'm going to be posting flyers this coming week in all of the groups and everywhere showing that we'll be meeting at Applebee's and with contact information. You could contact myself, Tomiko Stewart, or Brashawn Briscoe. We both can answer questions for you about the Ladies' Night Out. So I am very excited about that. Dana did touch on the Diamond Conference. Ladies, I'm telling you, well, not only ladies, men too, because Dana, I've been getting calls saying, can men come too? And I prayed about it. I'm like, okay, God, registration is open. Whether you're a lady or a man, come to the Diamond Conference, but it's going to be geared more so toward the ladies. The theme is diamonds don't crack. Let me say that again. Diamonds don't crack. We don't crack. Diamonds don't crack. So we're going to be talking about that at the Diamond Conference. We're going to have a panel. We're going to have my friend Destin Williams. He is out of Houston, Texas. He's going to be miming, prophetic miming. It's going to be awesome. He's mimed for Dr. Cindy Trim and some other major, major people in ministry. He travels the country miming. So we're so excited. He's going to be flying in from Houston, Texas, to be at the Diamond Conference. The vendor booth, listen to me, the vendor booths are going. They're going fast. I've had vendors as far as Houston, Texas, already locking down their vendor space. So this is something that you do not want to miss. If you got a good, you got a service, you got a product, you got a business, whether you're engaged in network marketing, whatever you are doing, you want to showcase your business at this Diamond Conference, not only for customers, but I'm going to be going booth to booth for our vendors, and I'm going to be praying over their businesses. As you know, I have a group called Empowered Entrepreneurs, where I'm praying for those that would like to be an entrepreneur or have a business idea and you just don't know how to get it off the ground. I'm going to be touching and agreeing with you in regards to your business startup. So that's going to be exciting at the Diamond Conference. Every woman, of course, will be crowned with a tiara. Yes, every woman will be crowned with a tiara. And also, if you're doing a vendor booth, you will be put in our souvenir book. You will receive a free ad in the souvenir book about your business. This is a time of networking. This is a time of connecting. This is a time of empowerment. This is a time of impartation. So you do not want to miss this Diamond Conference in Chicago, Illinois, Saturday, November the 14th. So we'll have more information about that for you. Lastly, I wanted to mention the 25-city tour of the Quitting is Not an Option services, empowerment sessions. Yes, we're going to hit 25 cities, and the message is going to be the same. Quitting is not an option. We're going to be spreading that message 25 citywide. So if you are in the major cities that I listed, I think I put them out on my Facebook page, and I've already been getting feedback from people in Dallas, Texas, of course, in the Chicago area, in Atlanta, saying, yes, what can we do to help you bring this to our city? So if you are in one of those major cities, we need your help. We need you to, one, be a kingdom helper. Next, we need you to sow into the vision. Next, we need you to point us in the right location or direction to host the event. Also, we need you to go to your leaders, go to your pastors, and tell them about the ministry and how you've been being blessed, and talk to them about possibly hosting the Quitting is Not an Option tour at their church. It's only going to be for one night in all of those cities. We're going to have a high time of the Lord, and every event will either be held on a Friday night, a Saturday, or Saturday night, or Sunday morning. So those are the days when we will have the event, so it's liable to be at different times in those cities. Real briefly, I'm going to run through the 25 cities that we're planning that tour. One, Chicago, Illinois. Next, Indianapolis, Indiana. Next, St. Louis, Missouri. Next, Los Angeles, California. Next, Atlanta, Georgia. Next, Charlotte, North Carolina. Next, Tampa, Florida. Next, Miami, Florida. Next, New Orleans, Louisiana. Next, Denver, Colorado. Next, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Next, Nashville, Tennessee. Next, Las Vegas, Nevada. Next, Boston, Massachusetts. Next, Washington, D.C. Next, Silver Spring and Laurel, Maryland. Next, Seattle, Washington. Next, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Give me one moment. My computer is moving a little slow today. Okay, after Albuquerque, New Mexico, Houston, Texas. Next, Dallas, Texas. Next, the Bronx, New York area. Next, Newark, New Jersey. Next, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Next, Jackson, Mississippi. And lastly, Cleveland, Ohio. Those are not in any set order, but those are the cities that we will be going to for the one-night Quitting is Not an Option tour. So we're just excited about that. As God reveals more to me about that, I will begin to share with you. Amen. So today I wanted to talk to you about miracles. God is releasing miracles in the lives of his people. God has not forgotten about you. You are on the very mind of Christ, but we do know that God moves in times. We know that God moves in seasons, amen? So we are expecting this to be our appointed time, our appointed season to receive a miracle from God. So how many know that when miracles are released into the atmosphere, we have every right to snatch down one of those miracles for us. So we can snatch down a miracle for us according to your faith, be it unto you. If you believe it, you can receive it. If you believe it, God can do it. If you trust him, know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above you all that you can ask, all that you can think. Know that God is in the miracle working business, and we are believing God for signs. We're believing God for wonders. We are believing God for miracles. We are believing God for supernatural favor. We are believing God for a supernatural release. We are believing God to move on our behalf. And I just stop by today to encourage you that God is on the scene. God is the God that performs miracles. God has not stopped performing miracles. If I had to give you a scripture today, I would say go to the book of Psalm, the 77th chapter, the 14th verse. Go to Psalm 77, the 14th verse. And I'm going to read it out of several translations. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. I'm going to read it out of the King James Version. And I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation. So the first interpretation is out of the New Living Translation, Psalm 77 and 14. It says, "You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations." I'm going to read it now out of the King James Version. It says, "Thou art the God that does wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people." Lastly, I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Version of the Bible. I'm going to come back to the Amplified Version of that scripture. But let's talk about Psalm 77 and 14. It is in a remembrance of the works of God. Do you ever just sit back and reminisce and reflect on the miracles and wonders of God? Do you ever just pull up your spiritual resume, Abel Shai, and reflect on how God has brought you out, how God has brought you through, how God has never failed you, how God has never been lax concerning his promises to you? Have you looked back over your life where you should have been dead? Have you looked back over your life where God supernaturally came through for you? Have you looked back over your life when they had counted you out, when your naysayers and your haters had said it was over for you, but God stepped into your situation just in the nick of time, and he did it again? Yes, the God that we serve is the God that would do it again. I'm reminded of a song we used to sing as I was growing up in church. The mothers used to sing, "He'll do it again." And then they'll say, "He'll do it again, my friend." Just take a look at where you are now and where you have been. And then they'll follow it up by saying, "Haven't he already?" God is more than able to meet your need, that God is more than able to bring you out, that God is more than able to bring you through, that God is more than able to fix it for you. Stop trying to play God like he's not able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. Stop acting like God didn't say in his word for us to call unto him, and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things. Stop tripping like the Bible don't say that God is our shepherd, that we shall not want. Stop acting like the Bible didn't say that we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed when we come, we're blessed when we go. You better recognize that the Bible said we're above only and not beneath. We're the head and not the tail. We're the lender and not the borrower. You better reflect. You better remember what God has spoken in his word. The Bible is not a book of fairy tales. The Bible does not change. The Bible isn't a fable like Alice in Wonderland. I stopped by to tell you that you don't have to be like Alice. You don't have to wander around. You don't have to be like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz. You don't have to clack your heels to say there's no place like home. But all you got to do is stand on the word of God. All you got to do is stand on the promises of God. All you got to do is go through the process. Don't despise the process. I hear God saying so clearly that so many are mumbling and grumbling. So many are whining and complaining. So many got the woe is me story. You better learn how to stop complaining. You better ask the children of Israel how they turned a 40-day journey into 40 years. You're keeping yourself in your storm with all that mumbling and grumbling. You better get a praise on your lips. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it feel like. You ain't the only one going through. You're not the only one suffering. You're not the only one having trials. You're not the only one that needs God to move. What about the people that are living on the street corner in cardboard boxes? What about the people that's going hungry? What about the people that have no family? Their mother and fathers are dead. And we fix our mouth to complain because we don't have materialistic stuff. Woe unto you with that complaining spirit, with that whining spirit. God ain't moved by that. God said that he will supply our needs. And he is such a good God that he will also supply our wants. Are you breathing today? Do you got use of your limbs? Can you walk today? Can you talk today? When you open your eyes, can you see? We got to get back to the basics and begin to thank and praise God for the things that we already have. And stop mumbling and grumbling and whining and complaining. You better learn how to get a praise on your lips. Because God is the God that answers by fire. God is the God that is still in the miracle working business. It's not too late for you. The month of August is a new beginning. It's not too late for God to give you a new beginning. God knows how to redeem the time. We thank him for being a God that will redeem the time. Dana, can you give a quick announcement if they want to partner with the ministry real quick? We got 8 seconds.
Need your financial support. The ministry cannot grow without finances. It takes finances to run a ministry. You can sow via PayPal, email address is give@tamikostewart.com, or you can do a Walmart to Walmart MoneyGram transfer. And I like to read a scripture, 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. I love you all. We need your financial support to advance the kingdom, to do street evangelism and outreach initiatives. I love you all. Remember, quitting is not an option. Goodbye.